The fight for your mobile eyeballs is on today. Google stepped into the fray with Accelerated Mobile Pages, or AMP, an open source initiative to improve the way pages load on the web. Google's press release talks about making the entire web easier to read, but many sources are reporting AMP as a direct competitor to Facebook's Instant Articles or Apple's new news app. We want our news, and we want it fast. The difference is that Facebook and Apple are making deals with publishers, but AMP is a project all on its own. Classic Google. The company says the project relies on AMP HTML, a new open framework built out of existing technologies that allows for more lightweight web pages. Pages will load content before advertising, but it's still unclear how all of this will work. Any sites using AMP HTML will retain their choice of ad networks, and the company says they'll support any ad formats that don't detract from the user experience. The project will also support subscriptions and paywalls. The AMP source code will be available tomorrow on GitHub. In other Google news, TechCrunch reports that Senator Bill Nelson from Florida is asking Google to do a better job of controlling the content in their YouTube Kids app. Since its release back in February, the app has come under fire from the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood, the Center for Digital Democracy, and others. It's also become a playground for industrious YouTubers who try to sneak in references to drugs, alcohol, and sex under the guise of Thomas the Train and Disney Princess videos. And sometimes not even under the guise of anything. On the Senate floor today, Nelson showed off videos from YouTube Kids on how to tie a noose, how to open a beer with another beer, and wine tasting tips that every four-year-old needs to know. The senator has previously asked for changes in the app, and Google complied with updates to help parents better restrict the type of content a child can access on YouTube Kids. Today, he again wondered why, with Google's considerable technical expertise, why they were not able to provide better filtering. The New York Times says that Chinese hackers have breached Loop Pay. That's the technology that forms the backbone of Samsung Pay. Samsung Pay is the near-field communication or NFC payment system that's designed to rival Apple Pay and Android Pay. Criminals hacked into Loop Pay back in March. That's a few months before the company was bought by Samsung. But news of the breach is only breaking now. Now, Samsung responded to the New York Times report calling it not technically accurate. According to Samsung's chief privacy officer, Darlene Cedrus, the Loop Pay corporate network issue was resolved immediately and had nothing to do with Samsung Pay. In self-driving car news, Volvo today laid out plans to help create federal guidelines for autonomous vehicles. Now, one of the biggest obstacles to the future of robot cars is not technology, but legality. Who takes the blame in the event of an accident? In a speech to be delivered tomorrow at a high-level seminar on self-driving cars organized by Volvo, a chief executive at Volvo plans to say that Volvo will accept full liability whenever one of its cars is in an autonomous mode. And he will say that Volvo regards car hacking as a criminal offense. Now, this is clearly an effort to speed up federal regulations and testing. What do you think? Should car makers be liable for accidents that happen in autonomous cars? Who else would be liable? I've posted this story up on Facebook. If you want to chime in, go to facebook.com/technewstonight. You can post your comment publicly or send a direct message.